Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep, everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, and Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am your host today on this Wednesday's Why. That is our topic for today. And I want you to ask yourself, what is your why? And ask yourself, do you know where you came from? And do you know why you are here? Because those are some of the most important questions that you must ask yourself and know the answer to in order to become successful in this life. The purpose of this radio show and podcast is to hope, is my hope that I will share some information with you to help you take control of your life so that you can live a life of abundance and able to leave generational wealth for your children's children so that you can give your family a step up so that they don't have to struggle through life like most of us have done because of a system that we have been born in, a system of debt. You see, most of us don't realize that debt is another form of slavery, and we are born into a slave system thinking that we are supposed to trade our time for money until we can't work anymore. But most of us don't understand about investing. Most of us don't understand about saving. You see, do you know what wealth principle number one is? Do you know why it is very important that we follow wealth principle number one? Well, let me tell you what it is because I don't want to keep you in suspense much longer. Wealth building principle number one is to pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. What does that mean? That means that before, if you have any type of income coming in, 10% of everything that you earn should be yours to keep. Before you pay any bill, before you pay anyone, you must pay yourself first. Put yourself as the first line item on your budget sheet. 10% should be yours to keep forever. When I say forever, I mean beyond your life. Yeah, a lot of people say, well, if I got mine, they need to get theirs. Well, I read somewhere in a book that it says that a good man slash woman leaves an inheritance for their children's children. So if you're a good person, and that's what a lot of people say when I present this information with them, they say, well, I'm good. But that means that you already took care of your children's children, right? You've been able to leave a legacy for them, monetary legacy. And how do you do that? How do you pay yourself first and leave a monetary legacy for your children? Well, the way to do that is to make sure that you pay yourself in the right thing. And what is the right thing? See this right here? This is a kilogram of gold. 999.9, 24 karat gold. Now, this is not real gold. This is just like a doorstop or a paperweight. But that's a kilogram of gold. Do you know that this same kilogram of gold, for those who can see me on Facebook, you could purchase a brand new Ford in 1920 for that kilogram of gold, or $645 US today, 2020, we fast forward. That same kilogram of gold that bought that brand new vehicle can now get you two brand new vehicles and have a few thousand dollars left over. If you should take this, pawn it, or cash it into any one of those gold dealers, you get about $66,000, $70,000 for that kilogram of gold. Now ask yourself, what does that $645 buy you today? Well, you probably couldn't get four nice pairs of tires for your vehicle for $645, unless you have a little small vehicle and had small tires. But an SUV, you couldn't get some nice tires for that price. Why do we save paper? Because the people just don't know that gold is real money. Your school system didn't teach you that because they don't want you to become a free person. Do you know that in 1971, Richard Nixon did something that most people don't even know that he did, which changed the financial landscape of this country forever? He made the U.S. dollar a fiat currency. And most people don't even know what a fiat currency is. And I must be honest with you, I didn't know what a fiat currency was either until about 2 years ago. A fiat currency is a government-issued money that is not backed by anything intrinsic. So in 1971, August to be exact, the 15th, Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the gold, of the dollar to gold. And that's when the U.S. dollar became a fiat currency. And this is a fact, everybody. Historically, every fiat currency has failed, has returned to zero in value. You can look it up. The average lifespan for a fiat currency is only $27. Excuse me, 27 years. Now, think about it. This is the 49th year for this one. So, what's holding this currency up? War. Wars at home and wars abroad. These ongoing, continuous wars that Eisenhower warned us when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Yeah. You see, all of us are jockeying over who's going to be the next president of the United States, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's just a lot of confusion going on the internet, you know. Trump is the best president. Biden would help us. It doesn't matter who the president is because the president don't control anything. This country was taken over by a private banking cartel in 1913 called the Federal Reserve. They control the monetary system, so they make up the rules. You see, we have the illusion of inclusion when we go to the polls. Now, don't get me wrong. Two things. I'm not trying to tell you not to vote, and I'm not a financial advisor. But what I want to do is to help you understand why we need to be saving in gold in that paper. And I just gave it to you because the U.S. dollar one day is going to be worthless. So what are your children going to look like? What are your children going to look like? Huh? What's going to happen when the dollar is worthless? And another reason why is because of this thing called inflation. I gave you the numbers, $645 to buy your brand new vehicle in 1920. $645 can't buy you a brand new vehicle today. It's not even enough for a down payment on a nice vehicle. That's because of inflation. The dollar loses its buying power. So if you're saving, you're actually losing money while I'm talking to you, while you're sleeping, while you're at work, because it's losing its value. It's lost 98% of its buying power since it was created. While gold has increased since the U.S. dollar's inception or the Great Depression era, over 6,500%. Yeah. Gold has increased in value. Right now, gold is around 1920 now. Do you know I started saving gold a couple of years ago? It was like $1,250 an ounce. So just by that act alone, I've made money while I was asleep. And you can do the same thing because you have an opportunity today to open up a free gold savings account through a company called Freebay. Freebay is the way to freedom. Freedom from the current system of debt is what we want you to understand. But you have to know what is your why. Why should you do this? And it shouldn't be just about the money, people. It should be something greater than that. Because the more you have, the more you can help others. And the more you help others, the more you can have for yourself and for your family. You see, all of us deserve happiness, health, peace, and a life of abundance. Most of us who are probably listening to this don't come from a wealthy family, right? So we have not been conditioned or programmed to seek wealth. A lot of us think that money is the root of all evil because that's what we have been taught to believe. But no, I think lack of money is the root of, I'm not going to say evil, but making bad decisions. You see, now, I don't know how true this is, but I believe that more than half the people who are locked up in prison are there because of economics, not because they're criminal-minded people who just want to take advantage of people. I think most of them are there because they had to find a way to survive. So they had to do something illegal because the system that we're in, it doesn't pay people enough money. And there's not enough jobs to go around, you know. And who says that you have to work a full-time job, then a part-time job, and have no life of your own and no time to spend with your family? Well, that's what they told us that we're supposed to do. Do you know right now we have more young people living with their parents than we have had, than we had back in the Great Depression? And these young people have done everything that society has told them to do, basically, and this is what they got. So that lets you know that the system does not work. You remember Occupy Wall Street? We were protesting because of student debt, which is what I call indentured servitude. You go to school, get a degree, and then you come out in debt that most people will never be able to pay off in their lifetime. That is another form of slavery, people, and we're trying to offer you an opportunity to get free. But you have to have a big enough why to pull you through, because you see, when we introduce this to a lot of people, they're going to say no. They're going to reject it right off the top because they don't know that there is a better way than working at 40, 40, 40. Leverage. If you don't understand what leveraging is, then you are working too hard. If you don't understand what exponential growth is, you're working too hard. If you don't know the power of saving in gold, then you will never be able to accumulate generational wealth. Yeah, you can get some property, you know, but there's a whole lot too, just buying property and managing property with landlords and maintenance, all that. But once you own your gold, it is yours. There's no tax on it, no maintenance on it. It don't expire. You don't have to ask your doctor how much you should take. It's not a pill or a potion or a lotion or a travel voucher. It is something that is an asset that brings wealth to you. The more gold you have, the more money will come to you, and the longer you hold it, the more wealthy you become. So we're not saving gold to spend, people, because you have an opportunity now not only to save gold. If you want to share this with other people like I'm doing right now, the company will pay you very well to help others learn the power of saving in gold. So real quick, what is your why? Do you know where you came from? Do you know why you're here? Do you know your purpose? And do you know where you're going? Today at 10:45, we have our power call. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's mainly for affiliates to give us the inspiration, motivation, education to keep us moving forward in our quest towards freedom and helping others along the way. Also, at 12 and at 9 p.m., we also have a Wealth Builders Worldwide presentation on goldrocks.info. That's a Zoom presentation. If you want to know more information, get back with me or the person that shared this with you so you can learn more about what we are doing. So you're going to see a visual of what we're doing. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. It's just a 15-minute show. But I'm committed to try to help as many people as possible get free. My why is because I want to leave a legacy for my children's children. I don't want my grandchildren to ever have to work for somebody on a plantation. We're going to set up a family business in networking because this is the business for the 21st century. Brick and mortar days are over. Thanks for your time. Peace, power, and love. Okay.